Sudbury Theatre Centre's Board of Governors released a written statement May 12 confirming what it calls a new partnership with Yes Theatre, another local theatre company. This after an open letter signed by more than 40 local theatre supporters came out last week, alleging a merger or takeover is occurring behind closed doors. STC said that it approached the leadership back in December about what it would look like if we came together to support each other, share resources, and collaborate in reinvigorating the Sudbury theatre scene. The statement said that for the 2022-2023 season, Yes Theatre Artistic and Managing Director Alessandro Costantini has been appointed as STC's Interim Artistic Director. Scott Denniston, who's the General Manager and Executive Producer of Yes Theatre, has been appointed STC's Interim General Manager. Together the organizations will program a season that fulfills both STC and Yes Theatre mandates, said the statement. STC said it looks forward to sharing more details and exciting announcements at a May 25 press conference. One thing we can share with certainty is that by working together, we will be stronger than ever. The partnership will only enhance our mandate and lead to more opportunities for local artists and audiences, said the statement. Sudbury Theatre Centre's Board of Governors said that it regrets that the STC may no longer be performing as a dynamic theatre leader, adding that funding for STC from all three levels of government has been reduced. Most recently, its Canada Council for the Arts funding was cut by 70%, the statement said, with a warning that if certain actions or changes were not taken, the funding would be lost altogether. The news release didn't specify what actions or changes were required, but the group promised to provide more information at the May 25 press conference. We would not be acting as good stewards of the organization if we continue along the same path, the statement said. It is time for change. It's time for growth. The statement said that Greater Sudbury has a number of professional theater institutions. We as the STC board identified Yes Theatre as encompassing a comparable set of values and capacity, said STC's board. Over the last decade, Yes has grown from a small, community-based organization to a professional group that focuses on developing paid opportunities for citizen artists, those that live, work, and play in our community. In the spirit of collaboration, we approached Yes leadership back in December about what it would look like if we came together to support each other, share resources, and collaborate in reinvigorating the Sudbury theatre scene. The boards of both organizations have been discussing the details of a new partnership. Several local theatre supporters spoke to Sudbury.com about their concerns regarding STC's theatre situation earlier this week. Catherine Smith, STC's former interim director of operations, said she feels overlap in STC and Yes Theatre's boards are a conflict of interest. For example, Patricia Meehan is both a member of Yes Theatre's board and the co-chair of Sudbury Theatre Centre's board, she said. Also, Scott Denniston is the general manager and executive producer of Yes Theatre, and was recently appointed to fill the same role at STC. What I don't understand is how this conflict of interest has been allowed to get to this point. Smith said, the governors of STC's job is to protect STC's best interest, and I don't believe that that's what's happening.